if it was in my power, I would do every other week, I'd do the show from Miami. And we'd just take it on the show. Ben would be okay with that. Ben, would you go to Miami? But I wouldn't come back this time of January. Some people, though, come back from Miami, including the person we have on the line right now, the good doctor, Dr. John B., Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing, who's going into consultation with himself today for coming back in the middle of winter to mid-Michigan. Good morning.
Well, I must say it's winter, but, you know, it is a winter wonderland. It is beautiful. I must say that.
From afar.
And it gives us something to look forward to, because when spring comes, we all go into a better mood. How does that sound? Right now, people struggle with the winter.
And yes.
Even though I must say there are a number of winter enthusiasts that I do run into that like to ski and get their snowmobiles and do things. But I think that most people would just prefer going from fall to spring. So this is just the time of year that
Me.
We just try to enjoy the beauty and just probably don't spend much time outside like we normally do during the year.
If you want to talk about the fall to spring people, put me in that category, and I'm your huckleberry on that. You went to the basketball game. You don't want to talk about it. I get it. On the other hand, sometimes trials in life make us better, and
Absolutely.
I'm sure the Coach Izzo will figure out a learning
Absolutely.
Experience
Absolutely.
From what happened. That was a trip to the woodshed. At home against the Wolverines.
They just didn't play as well. They weren't as focused. They weren't as tough. And I think sometimes all those accolades and all those prizes they won before they really earned them is just going to take a while, but they'll come back. I mean, this is going to be a very good year. It's just when you lose to a bitter rival and you lose at home and you lose a game, everyone thinks you're going to win.
And there's no return match. It's the only time they play, barring the Big Ten tournament.
So at least it's some soul searching, but we always have to remember it is a game. It's a game of young people, and you never exactly know what's going to happen. But they'll learn from it.
Yeah.
It was a fun game, believe it or not. Michigan just was a better team as the game wore on, and that's just the way it worked out. And as we would say, my mother would say, we're not in heaven yet, so let's move on. How does that sound?
Well, you would have people leaving that game on campus, students. members of the Izzone, who perhaps would say, you know, I'm down and out. But you've got other students at Michigan State University and at many colleges who, whether it's this time of year or any time of year, are experiencing really difficult mental situation and issues that are maybe tied to school, tied with the age, tied with all the other pressures that come with it. And you see this manifest.
Well, I have for really decades as far as that goes. It's really true because you figure 1 in 4, this is kind of interesting information, that 1 in 4 students have some form of a mental diagnostic condition that most people don't think there's that many. Also that 40% do not seek help and 80% feel overwhelmed by their responsibilities and 50% have become so anxious that they struggle in school. Now, this is from the National Alliance of Mental Illness. So those are kind of, if you look at those figures, those are really kind of scary. Then we start looking at what the issues are, and we're looking at anxiety, we're looking at depression, we're looking at suicide, we're looking at eating disorders,
mm-hmm.
we're looking at addiction. Then you can have, like, if you have ADHD, which isn't being treated, that can also lead to overlaps with other conditions when you're not able to focus and get done what you have to do. So I think we always think of the college student as maybe just having the good life and studying and being away and doing their thing. And if that's true, I think, for most or many. But there are also those that have a lot of pressure, internal, external. And I think it's important that if we're a parent or a friend or a coworker, that we just take into account that people can be going through a difficult time when they're studying, trying to move forward, and maybe trying to balance a lot of social work and relationship issues all at the same time.
I never had Doc at the same age, something they have now too, which is racking up, those who are racking up large debt and wondering.
You mentioned debt, yes.
Oh my goodness. It existed to some extent when I was in college, but not like now. And it's not something you thought about. We thought about a lot of things incessantly, but debt wasn't one of them. Put it that way. So it's very hard.
And there are still many persons that get degrees that aren't marketable. I mean, then they can owe $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, $100,000, And somehow,
really tough.
I don't know who's advised them, but a lot of times persons, more than you might think, get degrees that they really can't market readily. It's not like supply chain management or the packaging or the engineering or actuarial science. I mean, there are some areas that you get that degree and you're going to be in demand anywhere in the country, and
yep.
there are others that you don't. So I think that that's another reason that you can certainly feel depressed, hopefully not suicidal. But these are things to take a look at. And we're in a community with a mega huge University of Michigan State. We've got Western Michigan U Cooley Law School. We have a large community college. We have that university center downtown. So we're kind of, in, I think, a positive way, inundated with college students, but we have to realize that one in every four has some type of an issue that they are dealing with, which would certainly be higher than the main, just the average person.
You mentioned the size of the school. I worked with someone before in television who said that they got very despondent here at MSU, even though they graduated and did very well. But they were despondent because they came from a smaller town in Michigan, and they felt like they felt alone amidst 45,000 people. And it was very hard for them to overcome it. I was struck by that because I wouldn't have thought that. But that's how they felt. And it was very difficult.
Well, I think it'd even be difficult if you come from a really big high school, because relationships are just not going to be the same. There's so many people. You hopefully will have some friends.
Yeah.
But if you go to a small school, you'll know everybody. If you go to like a small Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, just one school mentioned, you're going to know a lot of people there because it's small. Everybody kind of knows each other. Whereas if you go to a Michigan State, probably even a Central or Western, which also have 30,000 students, not as many as MSU, but that's quite a few. But yeah, it can be daunting. And if you come from a really small school, you can imagine going into classes that are, there could be 300-400 people in them. So yes, it's quite a shift for people. So I think that what we need to do is we always want to encourage and support students, but be aware that there is a lot of pressure on them, too. And things like an eating disorder, these are really dangerous.
True.
And you do have suicide. I mean, it's not going to make it frequent, but enough that it's something that we see a person sad or down or whatever it might be. We just want to try to be supportive. And like you mentioned, too, finances. If you're going to be coming out of school, you're not quite sure what you're going to be doing, and you hope you're going to get a good job, but things aren't maybe developing, and you have this huge debt hanging over your head, then sure, these are things that can lead to depression. And depression, then add on top of that, we'll say the winter, when we just happen to be talking now, seasonal affective disorder. And so, yeah, it can be not a lethal, we won't just call it that, but a very difficult stew to try to get through.
A person who's having a day that is a little off kilter for them, that's where you may say, well, you know, you'll do better, you always do, buck up. But if it's part of a trend, be careful with that too, because their issues may go deeper than, hey, buck up, everything will be fine, and they may need more help. They may need more professional assistance.
I think that's absolutely true, and also having a spiritual component can be helpful also. But I do think if we know people, we work with people, call it what you will, that we know are going through a hard time, or they even say they're going through a hard time, we might want to steer them in relation to sorting out some purpose to what they're doing, why this is worth what they're doing, or to take even a look at what they are doing in question. But the idea is to try to be supportive, understanding, rather than saying, oh my goodness, you college guy, you girl, you've got everything going for you, because it can be very stressful, particularly if you're a perfectionist, adding another new element. If you have to do everything exactly the right way, or if you struggle to get anything done, or if you have a little OCD, oh my goodness, there are a lot of things slow you down. And if you have trouble focus, or if you're really depressed, highly anxious, and I'm just throwing all these things out, these are things that can wear down anybody, let alone if you're in school and then add other things that you might be trying to get done in your life.
Absolutely. It makes sense here. The blues that come over college students are not exactly the blues when they go deeper, and they involve issues that require, you know, some real attention, as the doc said here, sometimes professional attention, and he certainly sees it and has for many, many years, decades now, across the road in East Lansing. Regional Psychological Services, drjohnb.com. The podcast will be there. We'll try to clean up my rough voice today, and next week the doc will come in here. I'm going to his place in Miami. We'll switch spots, and I'll come back all rested and refreshed and with some vitamin D in the form of a suntan. I'll feel much better. Just kidding about the last part. Always good to talk to you, my friend.
Listen, you're a champion, buddy. Good talking to you, Dave.
All right. Morning Bye-bye. Wake-up continues. Now, he's the champ here. Morning Wake-up continues. I'm along for the ride. 1320 WILS.